Hello there everybody and welcome back to my channel. It's Jada here. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show. First of all, I'm really sorry that I haven't updated any podcasts in about 2 days. Well, as I've said in previous audios, that school's starting, and actually school started today. So I just thought I should do like a quick check-in with you guys to make sure that you're not forgetting that I still have a channel and it's still going. Something that's going to happen to my channel is that I'm not going to be updating every day, that is for sure, because school is hard. And I wasn't really realizing how stressed out I can get during school days. And I was kind of underestimating how school can bring you stress. And now school officially starts, and I realized that, yep, school is stressful. So, here's the new plan. I'm going to be updating about 3 to 4 times, possibly 2 times. I would try to do 5 times, but, you know, just 3 to 4 times a week. Not every day, but still, I'm here, and I'm making, you know, audios that you guys might enjoy. So for today's quick little check-in, I just want to talk about something that bothers a lot of us. And I think it's super appropriate for back-to-school season. It's procrastination. If you don't know what procrastination in Chinese is, I'm going to use Chinese really quickly here. Procrastination means 拖延症 in Chinese. So, if you have that, if you have procrastination, welcome to the party, you're like me. Actually, 20% of the population on this world claim that they have chronic procrastination, but almost 100% of the population have some kind of procrastinating problems that are happening. Maybe not chronic, but we procrastinate from time to time, and it's a problem. We need to deal with it, especially during school years. So for me, school officially starts today, and I am recording this audio at 9:48 p.m. at night. I just finished all my schoolworks of today. It's first day of school, but as a sophomore, it's my second year, and I still have a lot of homework, a lot of reading, tons and tons of, you know, new stuff to, you know, get used to. So, it was pretty stressful for me the first night, but I survived. Why? Because I didn't really procrastinate as much as I did sometimes during summer, and sometimes even during school days. So when you procrastinate, you're just like, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week. Whoops, it's due next week. Never mind, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next day, I'll do it the next week, and you'll never do it. That's procrastination. You're always saying, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it, you know, later. But tomorrow and later is never as good as now. You need to grab the moment that you're being in or that you're living in, you know. Live in the moment, enjoy the moment, and try to make the best out of now, not try to make the best out of, you know, tomorrow or later. You need to do stuff, you need to get it done without procrastinating. To stop procrastination, well, I don't think that it is possible to, you know, completely eliminate procrastination, because it's a serious problem that pretty much everybody has. And me, myself, as the speaker now who's talking about how to prevent procrastination, actually procrastinate a lot. So, I'm just going to give you some tips and tricks that I sometimes do when I really need to get stuff down. For example, if I have a huge project due in a month, on the first day that I know that I'm going to be doing the project, I would probably be like, it's due like 30 days later, so why would I want to do it now? I can just chill and, you know, relax. I'll do it later. This is never good, because if your teacher gives you such a huge assignment that needs 30 days to complete, you're going to need that entire month. You're going to need every single second that you can use in these 30 days to get this done. That way you can, you know, do your best in this project and get the best result. But a lot of the times we just do it, you know, we have 30 days, but we only use the last 10 days to finish the project. Sometimes even worse, we use like the last 5 days. That is obviously not a good plan. So you need to make like a little agenda thing for yourself. For example, if I am writing a big essay or a big paper for my history teacher, I would make myself a little schedule. So on the first week, the schedule would say that check progress on paragraph number two or paragraph number two, paragraph number two or paragraph number three. That means I need to get through three paragraphs in this paper. That means I have some work done and I set this goal for myself, so I need to do it in a week. So set little goals instead of just having a huge, like, big final due date or a final goal. Set little goals that you can meet, you know, day by day or even weeks by weeks. That works. Another thing that I sometimes do is that I write down what I need to do today on like a post-it note. I post it on a bulletin board that's right, you know, beside my desk. And when I see that these things that I need to do, this to-do list, I realize that I'm, you know, procrastinating or something. So I just stop procrastinating. This is just some things that might help. But if you are a big procrastinator and a very stubborn procrastinator, like me sometimes, well, you just need to deal with the problem. Everybody has some kind of laziness. We all just want to, you know, relax and not do any work. But that is just not going to happen, especially for a student and also for people who, you know, have a job. So just stop procrastinating, I guess, although it's really hard. But, you know, procrastination is bad, and you can't let it happen all the time. You can let it slip through sometimes, but whenever there's something that's actually important, that actually matters, try not to procrastinate as much, and you'll see that you're going to feel much better after you're done with it, and you'll see much better results. Alright, so this is all for today. Just a little quick check-in. I didn't really prepare for this podcast. I'm sorry, it was probably really, like, quick, and I didn't really, you know, make any sense. I just talk about procrastination really randomly. I should have probably prepared for this, but because I procrastinated, I didn't. Now you see, don't procrastinate. Alright, anyways, just a little quick check-in. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I will be updating in about a day or two. Just tune in and, you know, stay tuned for my new podcast and keep supporting my channel. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you possibly tomorrow, possibly the day after tomorrow. I'll see you sometimes. Alright, bye!